الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. وقال تعالى: لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى. صدق الله المولان العظيم. This ayat refers to Surah Fatiha, Alhamdu Sharif, which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in His great mercy and kindness has given us. And it has been revealed a few times in the Quran Sharif. It is narrated that all the subject matter of all the previous kitabs, Torah, Zabur, Injil, etc., all the subject matter is condensed in the Quran Sharif. So we have got everything what Allah Ta'ala has given all the ummahs of before, Allah has given us in the Quran Sharif. And all what is in the Quran Sharif has been condensed and given to us in Surah Fatiha. And Surah Fatiha, the crux and the summary of Surah Fatiha, the highlight of it is, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. And then that straight path is defined. So that is the height of it. If a person reads his five times namaz a day, with the sunnahs, nafals also, Allah give us all tawfiq. Then he reads Surah Fatiha about 50 times a day. And besides that also, we should try and read Surah Fatiha in our wazaif, etc., during the day and the night. So quite a bit we read Surah Fatiha. And a person who only makes he takes the shortcuts in namaz, doesn't read the nawafil, etc., then that person reads Surah Fatiha about 30 times a day. So about 50 times, average about 40 times a day, we read Surah Fatiha. But it is necessary for me to question myself, each one of us, how much of Surah Fatiha has come in my life? How much do I meditate? I read it about 30-50 times a day. But do I think of the meaning of Surah Fatiha? Or we just reading it like we just put a tape recorder on, press the button, and it plays? Or do I think, what am I reading? After all, when it is the message of all the seven, all the heavenly kitabs that came down in the Quran Sharif, and it is a message of the whole Quran Sharif, and yeah, I'm given, and how long it takes to read Surah Fatiha? Not even a minute. And I read my Surah Fatiha, and I take like no benefit from it whatsoever. It is like a person who goes to a place where there are so valuable things, things that will help him in his deen, in his dunya, in his akhirah. He goes there, but he takes no benefit from it whatsoever. What a sad case. And mu'mineen, we have been blessed by Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ. Oh, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we have given you سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي, the seven repeated verses, وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ, and we have given you the whole Qur'an Azim. It's a great, great ni'mat of Allah which Allah has given us. But we don't appreciate. If we do a favor to anyone, to our wife, our children, a friend, neighbor, anyone, and the person doesn't even say Jazakallah, doesn't say thank you, we feel offended, we talk about it, we tell that this person here doesn't appreciate. Allah has favored us with such a great ni'mat, with such a great favor, amongst the billions of other favors of Allah Ta'ala. Physically, spiritually, materially, how many favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us. But how much do we show our appreciation? And the least appreciation, that at least we think about it. So this is a great, great message of Allah, a great gift of Allah. Also it comes through the Fatiha, is shifa li kulli da. It's a shifa for every illness. Besides what we read in the Quran Sharif, you read Surah Fatiha, it's a shifa. There is barakat in shifa. Ulama, Allah reward them, have written whole kitabs just on the virtues and the importance of Surah Fatiha. But the important thing for me and for you is how much do we appreciate it, and how much even now after being reminded, myself, all of us, how much still do we well appreciate it? In Surah Fatiha, a person starts first, it is, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِيذْ بِاللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, when you read Quran Sharif, read ta'awudh. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. So that is the first thing that we read when we make tilawat of Quran Sharif. When we start our namaz also with ta'awudh. And ta'awudh is to take the protection of Allah Ta'ala. That is, for a main protection we take is from shaitan and from nafs. Shaitan is there all the time out to destroy us. And we cannot save ourselves from shaitan. Shaitan will defeat us. We haven't got that. So we have to seek protection from Allah Ta'ala. The beautiful example of that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives, if you go and visit some person of high standing in society, in politics, whatever it is, then usually these people who are engaged in dunya, they have for their security big Alsatian dogs, Rottweilers, special dogs. Now if you want to get into him, and you want to bypass the dog will tear you to pieces. He's a wild dog. So what you do is just get the attention of the owner of the house, who you want to meet. In today's zamana, you will give him a famous call. You phone him, I'm here, I've come to meet you, I would like to come in, but this dog here is not allowing me to come. So when he comes out, just with a little, just looks at the dog, and the dog will just sit quiet. Or he makes a little sign, the dog will walk away. So, shaitan is the dog of Allah. Allah doesn't need security, waliyazu billah. But Allah has kept shaitan as a test for us. That he is going to block your way to come to me. Are you going to get blocked in him, and then you don't reach me? Or will you pass him? And you reach me. So in order to pass shaitan, Allah gave us ta'awuz. We read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Then Allah Ta'ala lets us pass through. Now when you have reached that person there, you don't want to say or do anything that will upset him. You want his complete pleasure. He must be happy with you. So for that Allah prescribed, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now we are by Allah Ta'ala. We have come into the presence of Allah by reading A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. We got ourselves from Shaitan, the wasawis of Shaitan. Because Shaitan is always putting waswasa. If we read this properly in our namaz, then inshallah we will see that all, like normally for us, generally it is that we hardly start namaz, and we're thinking of everything in the world. The whole namaz, Allah Ta'ala actually gave us namaz, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, that establish, perfect your namaz solely and only for my remembrance. But unfortunately, we, the whole namaz is for besides Allah Ta'ala. We don't think of Allah Ta'ala. We all think, we all came to the masjid, we all made 2 rakats, 4 rakats, namaz, whatever Allah gave to us. In the namaz, how much did we think of Allah Ta'ala? Or was it also just like an automatic machine? We just started namaz, Allahu Akbar, we read Sana, we read Subhanakal, we read Surah Fatiha, Surah Ruku, Sajda. But did we think of Allah? So we have to think of Allah, and for that is the ta'awudh, and then we Now, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, who is most merciful, who is most kind, that we don't upset Allah in any way. We make Allah happy. Just imagine if our namazes come like this, if Surah Fatiha we read like that, and that is the purpose why the store, so that it can come in me, it can come into us. But it must not happen that even after the talk, still we are on the same line. We still don't think of Allah. Our namaz still carries on in the same way. So anyway, now we have come, taken protection from Allah, and we are in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And then we read the first ayat of Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And all praise is due to Allah, who is the Rabb. And Rabb is the one who created, the one who nourishes and sustains, who looks after, who monitors everything, the one to whom we are going to return. And he is Rabbul Alameen. He's not only Rabbul Jinn or Ins of the Jinnat and of the human beings, but Alameen. Alameen is the plural. That is, as many realms as there can be, Allah is the Rabb of all. On one occasion, Dhunnun Misri, rahmatullah alayh, was at the banks of the River Nile. And while he was there, he saw that like a frog or something came with a scorpion on its back. And coming with a speed to the edge of the river. So he watched it as it came to the edge. The scorpion got off, just like, for example, you had hired a taxi. And now the taxi took you from where you wanted to go to where you want to go. Then you get off your taxi. And then it rushed off into the jungle, and it reached a place where the prince, the son of the king, was lying. And unfortunately, he was in a state of intoxication and a bad condition, and all foam coming out from his mouth. And there was a terrible snake on his head about to bite him. And the scorpion reached in time just to bite the snake and draw out the poison from his mouth. And in this way, that person got saved. So Dhunnun Misri, who was watching all this, he turned to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I don't understand all this. What is all this about? Allah said, O Dhunnun, if we only look after the pious, who will look after the sinners? So Allah is Rabbul Alameen. He looks after the righteous and the pious also, and He looks after the sinners also. We know how many sinners. In fact, in the world there are more sinners than what they are righteous people. And how much wrong they are committing. How much sin they are committing. In fact, it is mentioned, when a person is committing a sin, and how many people are committing sins, Allah is watching. Allah knows fully well. It's not hidden from Allah. We can hide from everyone else, but we can't hide from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is watching him committing the sin, but yet Allah Ta'ala does not stop his rosy. If we are working for a company, or our boss, whoever, and they gave us certain privileges, like you can use the company car, use the company phone, other privileges they gave you, and now they see you doing something terrible. On CCTV, there is only an example I'm giving. They watch that you are doing something totally against the company. They will immediately stop all the privileges. No more you are allowed to use the car. No more you are allowed to use the phone. And Allah Ta'ala watches, and Allah doesn't let him become sick, paralyzed, or give him a heart attack, or give him cancer, or anything like that. He's carrying on with his guna. How much Allah Ta'ala, al-hilam, burdubari, tolerance of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala still gives him chance till more to make tawbah also. And also Allah Ta'ala covers his gunas. All of us sitting here, nobody is an angel. We all have committed gunas. And we know of those gunas also, which nobody came to know about. Allah Ta'ala could expose us. Let it be known to the people. And it's not difficult for Allah to expose a person. But Allah covered our faults also. Today, alhamdulillah, Allah made it. We got beards, we got kurta, topi. We're looking like pious people. But as it is said, that every saint has got a history behind him. Eh? His past, whatever his history is. And every sinner has got a future, a hope. He just has to make tawbah. And Allah will open the doors for him. So Allah is so, when Allah is so merciful and so compassionate, and Allah is so tolerant on a sinner, then when a person is in ibadat, what won't be the mercy of Allah? This banda of mine, those whom Allah gift of faith to get up for tahajjud, middle of the night he's getting up, sacrificing his sleep. A person is going for fajr, early in the morning, winter days, cold mornings, or summer days, early in the morning, he's going for fajr. 5 times a day he's coming for namaz, he's making tilawat. Allah is watching all day. What won't be the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? Now in front of Allah, a person is standing and he's saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, who is Rabbul Alameen. From there we went off a bit that Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb not only of the Muslimin, is the all the non-Muslims in the world. They outnumber the Muslims, but they are all living, they're getting their rosy. They, in fact, they sort of, in the size dunya is concerned, they're living it up. Allah, who is giving it? It's all Allah who is giving it. So Allah is Rabbul Alameen. And Allahu Akbar. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that when a person says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah speaks to that person. Our Surah Fatiha in Namaz, it's not a monologue. That only you talking, like you record yourself. It's only you talking. But this is a dialogue. That you are talking and you're getting a reply also. The whole of Surah Fatiha, we are getting a reply also. So when we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says from His side, Hamidani Abdi, my banda has praised me. We all, those who are in the higher kitabs, we read the hadith in the kitabs. And those who haven't, we all heard it in bayan sometime or the other, that Allah also speaks to a person. But do we ever, with the ears of our knowledge, hear that Allah is saying, Hamidani Abdi, my banda has praised me. Do we ever hear it? Do we ever think of it? And with the ears of our heart, that is with yaqeen and conviction, do we ever have that my Allah is talking to me? Ulama have written, there are those fortunate bandas of Allah, servants of Allah, who actually hear Allah speaking with the ears of the head. That Allah is saying, when you saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah is saying, Hamidani Abdi, my banda has praised me. So when Allah, and there is no doubt that this is happening, but we just pay no attention. Like a great, great person, important, very VIP, he's speaking to us and we don't worry anything about him. Who can be greater than Allah Ta'ala? And then in the state of namaz, and for man in the masjid, with jamaat namaz. And therefore it is also said that in the silent namazes, where the imam reads silently, zuhr, asr, then we should read it in our heart. Without moving our tongue, the Hanafis, we should read it in our heart. So we should be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. But in the silent namazes, especially all namazes, ask ourselves, what and what don't we think about? Where our thoughts, where and where don't our thoughts stray? So Allah Ta'ala is saying, Hamidani Abdi. And then when we go forward, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah Ta'ala says that, Athna Alayya Abdi. My banda has praised me, has sent his praises upon me. And Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah is most merciful, most kind. Allah's mercy, Ar-Rahman, Allah's mercy is for all, not only for believers, but for non-believers also. And not only for human beings, for animals also. About Dhunnun Misri, Rahmatullah Ali, it is written. He was also at the banks of the River Nile, and when he saw that like a frog or something came, and with a little ant or something, some other insect on top of it, when it came to the bank of the river, it disappeared in the river. And after a little while, it appeared again and went away again. So again he turned to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, what was this? I don't understand. Allah said, O Zunnun, there is a snake which is at the bottom of the river. It is gone blind. It can't look for its rosy by itself anymore. So I send its rosy with this insect. And the insect goes there and feeds the snake. So that is Allah Ta'ala, who is Rahman, who looks after not only the human beings, not only after the jinnat, not Allah is looking after the mountains, the rivers, the deserts, the jungles, the orchards, everything. Allah is Rahman of everything. And more than Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim is the mubalagha, that in both of them is the madda, the sense of mercy. Great mercy, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, great mercy. In Ar-Rahim is that mercy of Allah Ta'ala which is exclusive for the believers, for the righteous, and which will be exclusive for them in the Akhirah. Rahman, Allah's mercy which is for all His creation in this dunya. But in Akhirah, it will be only for the believers. In fact, when Shaitan, he challenged some ulama, and he told them that on Qiyamah Day, Allah will show His mercy on me also. Because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَسِعَتْ رَحْمَتِي كُلَّ الشَّيْءٍ, that my mercy encompasses everything. So much is Allah's mercy that nothing is left out from the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And I'm also Shay. I'm also something. A jinnat. I'm also something. So Allah is saying my mercy will encompass everything. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, many ulama had difficulty in answering this question of Shaitan, that what is the answer to him. But he says, by their barakat, Allah put in my heart that how much Allah is going to punish Shaitan, Allah could punish him more than that also. To whatever level, degree, Allah will punish Shaitan, Allah can punish him worse than that also. That is Allah's rahmat. That Allah didn't give him that worst punishment. And it is easy to understand also from the ayat itself, فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ, and my mercy I will keep it reserved for those who obey me. So Shaitan doesn't obey Allah, so he won't get Allah's mercy. Allah Ta'ala says, I will write down this mercy for those who will be obedient to me, will be my obedient servants. So anyway, Allah is Rahman also. Allah is Rahim also. And when a person reads this, Allah Ta'ala says, Atna alayya abdi. My banda has praised me. Then after that, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawmiddin. Allah Ta'ala is the Malik, owner. Malik, we use in Gujarati also. We use it in Urdu also. Of Yawmuddin, the day when there will be retribution. Everyone, whatever little bit a person has done of good, he will get it there. And the bad also. Unless, of course, illa man tab. A person who makes tawbah, all his gunas are forgiven. And Allah has kept the doors of tawbah wide open. Fortunate us, that we make tawbah, we repent, we change our lives. As soon as a person makes istighfar, asks forgiveness from his past sins, he makes tawbah, which means for the future he's going to be obedient to Allah. We correct our lives. Then immediately Allah forgives that person. Otherwise, if we did not make tawbah of our gunas, and we go, what our gunas? Not a single guna will be such that it won't be presented there. And اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You can read your own kitab. Yes, you know what you did. Yeah, it is. And you can make your own hisab, whatever you want to. In here also, see the mercy and the kindness of Allah. One Buzurg says that if on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has to offer me, you make your own hisab. You decide whether you want to go to Jannat or Jahannam, whether you must be punished or you must be rewarded. He says, I will prefer not to take the hisab in my hands, but to leave it in Allah's hands. Because Allah is Arhamur Rahimin. More than what I can show mercy to myself, Allah shows more mercy. Like, for example, the boss tells the worker, you are working for me, and your salary, you have a choice. You can come and take how much you want to. And if you want to, you leave it to me. I will give you your salary. And he knows the boss is so rich, and the boss is so generous, that how much he will take, more than that the boss will give. So he won't want to take himself. He let the boss give him. Because the boss says, Allah Ta'ala, there is no limit to the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And there is no limit to the generosity of Allah. If we want to take from Allah, even for our own benefit, how much we take, ours is limited. Allah's generosity is unlimited. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Maliki Yawmiddin. That all the matters Allah is going to deal. Where one side we have to fear our gunas, and we just have to make tawbah and change our lives, then no problem whatsoever. And besides that also, Allah's forgiveness on the day of Qiyamah will be unlimited how much Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Ulama have written, there are only two gunas that Allah will not forgive in the Akhirah. Kufr and shirk. And that is, if a person dies in the state of kufr, in the state of shirk, Allah protect us all. Then those are two gunas. Besides that, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. And besides that, whom Allah wishes to, Allah will forgive completely. So all the big gunas also, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah's forgiveness, the bazaar, the shopping of Allah, the marketplace of forgiveness will be hot. Allah will just be forgiving also. But kufr and shirk, and in this dunya, even from kufr and shirk, even a person did kufr for 100 years, and he just makes tawbah, Allah will forgive him. One person who is worshipping his idols, and he's saying, Ya Sanam, oh my idol. But by mistake it came out from his tongue, Ya Samad. Oh, you who are Samad, independent, you don't need anyone. Immediately Allah said, my banda, what you want? His Sanam, he was calling for 100 years. The Sanam never came to his aid. But Samad, immediately Allah came to his aid. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. We just have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is Maliki Yawmiddin. When a banda says that, Allah says, Majjadani Abdi. My banda, he has expressed my great honor and respect. We are only gone halfway, not even halfway through Surah Fatiha. If Allah wishes some other time, we will carry on with the other very well. But the important thing in our namazes, other times, read Surah Fatiha, read it with the meaning, keep it in mind. What great treasures Allah has kept. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.